Good morning, Riedelmar. Welcome to ACT Alliance.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Simon. It's a pleasure to be here with you speaking today.
So I'm hoping, first of all, you can just tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and what led you to apply for the position with ACT.
Well, I'm a person that have been working with church and church-based organizations in the last 25 years. I came from the private sector, but since 25 years ago, I started working back in Brazil, my country, with the Lutheran Development Office. Since then, I have been working in different contexts, different countries, for many ecumenical organizations. I have been working on the ground, and also I have a headquarter experiences also when I was working with the Lutheran World Federation, the Department for World Service. And in this context, in this work that I was performing, I had the opportunity to work in different settings, but also to relate to different cultures, especially with these two major ecumenical organizations, the Lutheran World Federation and the World Council of Churches, that are the parents of the ACT Alliance, basically, and also with different members of the ACT Alliance, being those that were implementing on the ground, but also those who were supporting financially the Alliance. In my work, I bring many of the experiences in terms of humanitarian action, but also development work and advocacy work. Currently, in my position here in New York, I'm facilitating the participation of the ecumenical movement in the advocacy at the United Nations, and also relating with other multilateral organizations like the World Bank and the IMF. And also with several of the interreligious organizations that are engaging in both humanitarian and development work. That's basically my background. My education is comes from the business administration and foreign trade, but I have a post-graduation studies, a master in diaconia and community development. So that's helped me a lot in my professional career to have this connection between the work, but also with the connection with the who we are as faith-based organizations.
So next, I'd like to ask you sort of your impressions of ACT Alliance right now, and what are the real strengths that you see to ACT Alliance that you want to encourage and build on in your time as General Secretary?
Well, I think that the ACT Alliance, having more than 140 members at the national level and working also at global level, some of them, it's the big strength of the Alliance. I see the ACT Alliance with a unique position within the global context today. Another strength for the Alliance is the different skills and expertise that their members brings to the Alliance. We have organizations that have access to the remote communities. They are able to provide first response in case of emergencies, saving lives, but they are also able to influence at national level policies that are affecting the life of people. And they have also the space and the connections to global decision-making spaces, like the United Nations systems, but also at government as well. Another element that is important and that the ACT Alliance brings very much visible to its work, it is effective and all elements related to accountability, especially to affected populations by disasters. So that I think that ACT Alliance have very good systems in place, which helps to create this effectiveness when responding to humanitarian crisis, but also working on sustainable development and advocacy. There are, of course, some areas that we need to improve. I know that because I, in my previous capacity working with the Lutheran World Federation, I was able to be a member of the governing board and also the executive committee. So I know that we have passed by some challenges and still we have some. But I believe that working together, collaboratively, and with the same understanding in terms of which is the contribution that these different organizations or that bring different skills can support common objectives, that is, improve life of people and to fight against injustices in all parts of the world.
That's great, and you're leading me very nicely into my next question, as you're talking about sort of areas to improve and areas to build upon, and that is that as you move into this position in June, what are you hoping to accomplish? What's your vision for sort of your first few months on the job? Where do you see your effort and your energy going?
I think that is in terms of having cohesion in the among the membership. I think that we need to have a proper discussion in terms of what means ecumenical diaconia for all of us, what are the different expertise and roles that the different members can play. I think that we need to have these discussions before the General Assembly in 2018 to allow that we will be coming together next year to be strong in making proposals and moving forward. My priority will be to work on the issues related to the membership and engagement of them in preparing a General Assembly that we will be meaningful and relevant for all the members of the ACT Alliance. That will be basically what I would like to dedicate more time together with all the colleagues that have been doing this work so far. But we need to have a kind of more concentrated actions in terms of bringing together, discerning together about this the distinctive roles of the different members and how you can build up an alliance that will be effective and it will make a difference in the world today.
The assembly next year has an overlap day with the World Council of Churches Executive Committee, specifically to focus on diaconia. What are you hoping will come out of that conversation?
I think that is what is coming. It's exactly this this common discernment and also agreement, I hope, in terms of the different contributions, talents, gifts that the different actors from the ecumenical movement can bring in terms of promoting human rights, human dignity, and fighting against injustices. I think that we need to recall that both WCC and the Lutheran World Federation contributed largely for the founding of the ACT Alliance. And at that time, the goal was to establish a coordinated platform for ecumenical diaconia, expressing a joint vision of the ecumenical movement with their member churches and specialized ministries, with the purpose to assist the people in need and work for a better world. That is, I hope that from these meetings in Sweden next year, we will be able to materialize that, to make that deeds, not only intentions. And I believe that this meeting will provide this platform for us to be able to move forward on this collaborative ecumenical diaconia.
The final question that I have for you is, what message do you have for members of the ACT Alliance as you look to beginning your role in June as General Secretary?
I make a call to all the ACT members to engage with the Alliance. Engage positively, engage in terms of providing elements and also bringing the different perspectives and the contextual situations in their respective countries and regions to be debatable and also to help to define what will be the profile of the Alliance after the Assembly. And for that, of course, we need to have probably a discussion with in the regions in terms of what is why ACT is relevant for its members. So, and how you can build confidence and trust between members, but between other sectors of civil society and also governments and the United Nations. What are the possibilities for engagement in this alliance from the perspectives of the members? And how you can explore the uniqueness of the alliance in a practical way in the different contexts? And how we will all together be able to promote effective and accountable work where the alliance itself could be highlighted between all these humanitarian actors and also development actors and to play a meaningful role in that way, but also in terms of how we will keep this commitment. So my call is please prepare yourself in terms of actively participating in the assembly and I will be in my new position and together with the colleagues in Geneva and in the regions to facilitate these discussions in order for us to come together with the purpose of moving forward in a very proactive way. That is my vision for this and my call for the members as well.
That's fantastic and a great message. Thank you so much, Rudelmar. It's great to have you aboard and great to have this opportunity to talk.
Okay. Thank you very much, Simon.